Okay, so tonight is another night for everybody here to do a bit of meditation, and hopefully that each and every one of us is putting in the time, the hours into our practice. And I was in the car driving to the Armidale Center, and I was talking to the driver, and I told him that I didn't know what to talk about, and he says, "Oh, don't worry about it." So tonight I think that's a good theme for the meditation. So not to worry about things, it's in a sense it is a blessing because you don't have to, overthink and just worry yourself, and when you just go down that track of thought, you end up becoming more anxious and, you become fearful of the things that happen in life. You could take it, for example, if I started to overthink what I'm going to say tonight, then I will start to become anxious and nervous, and when that happens, your mind is not peaceful. So instead, you just don't worry and just allow your mind to just empty out and just to be able to live in the moment. And if anything, over the past 13 years living as a monk, the best thing I think anybody can do is to live in the moment and make that moment the best moment that you can make as possible. And the way that we do it is it's just the way we look at life, our perceptions, the way we see things. And if it's a nice beautiful day, the weather has changed, it has been a long, cold, wet, depressing winter for some of us, and the weather has changed, it's become quite nice and quite warm, and it's quite beautiful, and it's our perceptions that see the weather in this way. And the weather can be like this, but if we have negative perceptions, even though the day is a beautiful day, we can just see it as an awful day, an ugly day. So being able to to look at life in a positive way, to not worry, because worrying and thinking, it sort of tires the mind out. It makes the mind become tired, and then when you become tired, you become grumpy, and then when you become grumpy, people don't want to be around you. So just try to live in the moment and make the best out of this moment. And it's how we use our perceptions. It's very important. And using perceptions, you can do that with anything. It's what you see is what you see, and what you experience in life, and what you add onto it. And the part of adding onto life, that's the most important thing. So if you want to, you can add, you can add more joy, you can add more happiness in your lives, and you could do that, you could do that in this meditation practice. And when you're sitting here and you're meditating and your mind is thinking and it's all over the place, a good perception to develop is to just allow things to be, allow things to be the way they are, and to be to be calm within the storm of your mind. And having that peaceful, calm, kind attitude towards your mind, you are developing the wholesome qualities that you need. And what actually happens is that for people who start to meditate, their minds may be racing around, they may be thinking about this and that, and it seems like they're not getting anywhere or making any progress in their meditation practice. And what happens is that you start to become negative because you haven't seen the results, and you start to complain, and you start to fault find. And with that kind of mind, you're just basically destroying the potential that the meditation practice has. Because once you start to develop a negative attitude towards the meditation practice, then what's the point of sitting? It's sort of like if you dislike somebody, you know, you don't see them, you don't talk to them. And if you start to dislike your meditation practice, then you'll stop doing it. And then if you stop doing it, then you may miss out on the benefits that you may get from this practice that we're all here to do. And with this practice, you know, it takes a lot of patience, it takes a lot of time, when you're practicing, there's a lot of like ups and downs in your practice. Sometimes you may be peaceful, sometimes you may be not, and you just got to understand that. And being able to just sit down and watch your mind, and just to see what your mind has to offer, you can learn so much from that. You can learn that this actual mind that you have within yourself is a source of happiness, is a source of peace. And it comes, you know, and it all comes down to not worrying too much. You know, that's the secret to happiness, not to worry too much. And I think, you know, if you look at somebody like Ajahn Brahm, who has a very busy schedule, and he couldn't make it here tonight. He had the intentions to come, but then he thought he'll send a better monk, so he sent me. No, I'm just kidding. Delete that from the talk. I'll get in trouble. But he's tired and he's jet lagged. Because he just been to Europe, Sri Lanka. I don't know where he goes these days, but he just got back on the weekend, and he had his intentions to come here today. He told me yesterday they would let me know this morning, but he was just too tired. So tonight he's having a night to rest, to regain his energies, to recharge his batteries, so he can travel again on Saturday. Well, anyways, if you look at a monk like Ajahn Brahm, he's been a monk for a very long time. He's very popular, very famous. A lot of people just want like his attention. It's like, "Hi, Ajahn Brahm, how are you going?" or they just want to talk to him about something, or he has to deal with, you know, councils or, you know, building projects. And you can imagine he's got so many things to do, and if you started to like worry about these things, can you imagine how much pressure and stress and anxiety that can put on a person? Like people sitting here, I'm sure you're not as busy as he is, maybe not even, you know, one tenth as busy as he is. And how much stress do you have? You know, how much anxiety you have. And I think one of the secrets to his success, to be able to, you know, live like live a life which, you know, the mind is, you know, free, peaceful, and, you know, happy, is because he doesn't worry about it too much. You know, if you do something, you do it, and then when it's up, you just don't worry about it. You forget about it, you know. And when you meditate, maybe in the next half an hour you have a terrible meditation, and at the end of it you may start to complain and things like that, but just try not to worry about it and just let it go. And then the next time you meditate, you know, something good may happen. And another thing with this meditation practice, it's always good to, you know, prepare your mind before you come here to meditate. And you know, living a life as a monk, you get to, you know, experiment. You live alone in the forest, and you understand what your body and your mind needs. And a mind that you know, you could say primed and ready for meditation, is a mind that which is, you know, well rested. You know, well rested. And maybe it's good to do the Armadale class like on a Sunday, so when you finish work on a Friday, you can sleep all day on a Saturday, sleep all day on a Sunday, and then Sunday night Your minds are bright, radiant, and ready to meditate. But, you know, coming here, you know, you've been working a lot. I don't know what you guys do, but you've been using your brains, and it may be tired. And these are the causes, you know, you can see the causes. See this kind of cause, and, you know, you see how you meditate. Like, in the next half an hour, what have you been doing today? You know, how much have you used your mind, or how much sleep have you got over the past, you know, over the past couple of days, or how much have you been, you know, stressing out or worrying? And what usually happens is you usually take what you've done during the day into your meditation. So skillful means, you know, before you start meditating, is to live a good life, and to you know, be kind, be gentle, and you know, develop wholesome states of mind. So you're actually preparing yourself for this meditation practice. And the meditation, you know, has a lot of benefits, and a lot of benefits. And an example that I like to use is, you know, living a life in a monastery. The way monks overcome their problems, you know, how they, you know, problems they may get when they're dealing with people, or you know, the stresses in life a monk may have. You know, we do have our stresses, we do have our problems, and you know, but we deal with it differently. And the way we deal with it is that once we finish with all our duties in the monastery, we go back to our huts in the forest, and we, in a sense, meditate our problems away. And out in the world, I don't know what worldly people do. You know, they may take a pill or something like that, or see a psychiatrist, or or come to the Tuesday Armadale meditation class. But so the way we do it is we sit down, we let go of our outside world, and we look inside into our own world, and that's where we fix the problem. And that's a different way of looking at life, a different way of doing things. And what you find over time when you start meditating and you start getting the benefits of it is that inside of you there's like a source of like peace, a source of stillness, a source of like calmness. And that's the place where you can go to it's like a refuge, you know. It's like a place where you can go and feel safe. It's a place where you can be in and feel calm. You know, it's a place where you feel sane, you feel normal. And this is one of the greatest benefits the meditation practice has. And the reason why it's so, I think, precious is because it's not reliant on anything else in the world. It's not reliant on, you know, being in a good relationship. It's not reliant on money. It's not reliant on, you know, having what you want in life. But it's something that you can get for free, and it's something that is there. And I think this is one of the most precious and most beneficial things that the practice of meditation has to offer, is this, you know, sense of peace, sense of stillness that you have within. And what you find is over time that, you know, if you do feel, you know, the stresses of life or whatever, you know, you just want to get away from it. Instead of picking up your smartphones and going through your, you know, apps or whatever to escape from your problems, or going out and having a drink, or, you know, watching the TV. If you look carefully, you know, these things don't really make the mind calm and peaceful, but instead they sort of like they actually disturb the mind a little bit, and it sort of like gives you a false sense of release from the problems that you have. You may be able to escape, you know, your problems for a little while when you're on your phone, or you go to the pub, or or when you're watching TV. But once the TV is turned off, once the pub closes, once your smartphone runs out of battery, how do you feel? You're back to like square one again. And, you know, time and time again, as human beings, we do see that. And I sort of sense that that's the reason why people like turn to like an alternative way of doing things or finding some sort of happiness. And this, you know, meditation, and this is what it has to offer, is a different way of living a life, and a different way of finding, you know, some sort of contentment, some sort of happiness that you can, you know, use as a driving force for your life. So yeah, it's pretty simple to understand. So does anybody have any questions? Does everybody want to meditate? Okay, so just get yourself in a comfortable position, and I'll guide you for the next half an hour, and hopefully it seems like it's working because the same people keep coming back. So just get yourself into a comfortable position. Position you can relax for the next half an hour.
The lights turn.
Yeah, if someone can turn off the lights. Meditation, we're just relaxing the mind and just allowing the mind to rest, so the, you know, the energies of like stillness and peace can start to bubble within your own minds, and you know, that's like a, you know, the mind's own source of happiness. So we're just trying to bring our minds into this moment. And just use, you know, use what you have around you to center the mind in this moment. Like feel the breeze of the aircon unit, like on your face. You can hear, you know, the traffic in the background and the clock ticking. You know, it's not a disturbance, but you can just use it as something to just center your mind in this moment. And if you can like fully listen to the clock ticking or the traffic in the background, or feel the breeze on your face, if you can fully experience that, then you're in this moment. And when you're in this moment, there's no thoughts can arise. So you just allow your awareness to center itself in the body. Just feel the sensations of your feet touching the ground. And as you're doing that, just allow a sense of like calm and stillness to overcome the mind. And from the soles of your feet, just move your awareness just up your legs and then to the knees. And now move the awareness from your knees to your bum. Doing a simple activity like this, what it's doing is it's allowing the mind to like slow down and not be so racy. Just be aware of the heaviness or the weight of your bum on the seat. Same time, allow your mind to get in touch with this present moment. Now run your awareness up your spine and just feel the spine resting on the chair. Now move the awareness to your hands. Now take your awareness and place it on your tummy. And just feel the sensations going on. Your tummy and inside your tummy. And at the same time, just allow yourself to rest in this present moment. A moment where you don't have to worry about anything. A moment where you can be free as a bird. You can take your awareness and place it on your shoulders. Place the awareness on your face. You can just feel the breeze from the aircon unit. It's sort of like a simple pleasure. It's quite nice actually. So just allow your mind to be in the moment. Just be here. You have nowhere to go. So you might as well just sit here and live life in this moment. So now you can take your attention and place it on your breath. And just gently watch the breath go in and out. In and out. What this does is it allows your mind to stay anchored in the present moment. But if your mind does not want to watch the breath, then there's no need to. Just, if it doesn't want to, you can just be in this moment, be in the present, be in the now. if your mind starts to wander a little bit, then just gently bring it back to the object of your meditation, whether it's the breath or whether it's just being in the moment. Just gently bring your mind back. And just see if you just, you know, analyze what's happening. Is your mind feeling peaceful? Is this nice? You know, how's it feeling? What's going on? So it's nice to be in this moment, to be in the stillness of this room, to be in the quietude of your own mind. And you can see this is where a lot of problems end. Just being able to sit down with your eyes closed, meditating, not worrying about anything in this world. Most of your problems end here. This is like the true escape that you can find in this life. See, there's about 5 more minutes to go. Just see if you can relax. Just chill out as much as you can for the next 5 minutes. I'm going to ring the gong. You can slowly come out of your meditation. everybody awake now?
Thank you very much.
No problems.
Judy, we never know what we're going to hear and never know what we're going to learn. It's one of the amazing things about the group. So thank you for all your involvement as well. But I do need to check.